I'm here with Mike Keith. Mike, today was the first day that the starters really played for a significant amount of time. What did you see from the team as a whole?
I think a lot of good things come from this, and in talking to Mike Munchak about it after the game, the fact that defensively the Titans held the Falcons to just 1 of 7 third down conversions when the first team was in. Falcons converted 45% of their third down chances last year, one of the best offenses in football. And yeah, they didn't have every piece tonight. They didn't have Roddy White, but to hold them to 1 of 7, to get off the field, to make them kick field goals is a good thing. I think the fact that the Titans again ran the football, they ran it well. When it was ones against ones, they were able to do what they needed to do. And it wasn't all just Jake Locker's running. Chris Johnson had a good night. Sean Green ran it well. And then later in the game, Jackie Battle came in and ran well again. So those two things stick out to me. And then Jake Locker's performance, another step for him in the progression.
What in Jake Locker's performance specifically really stood out to you?
Accuracy. He threw the ball with great accuracy, gave his receivers a chance to make routine catches, in many cases do something with it after the catch. I thought one of his incompletions, his second one where he threw down toward the end zone, might have made a bad decision there, but otherwise his decision making was outstanding. Even the fumble that he had, he's trying to make a first down. You don't want to fumble the football. You want to take care of it, but still making that aggressive play overall. So I think his accuracy, his decision-making overall, he's not ever going to be perfect. He's going to take some chances, but you see the playmaking ability and the athleticism in Jake Locker. I thought a really good night for him.
And the defense really made a lot of improvements, you could say, between last week and this week. What kind of stood out to you about them and their performance this evening?
You know, Amy, it sounds simple. Tackling. They just tackled better. I mean, that was the first and biggest thing that stuck out to me. The second thing, rushing the passer. I mean, going and hitting Matt Ryan. I mean, you talk about a guy last year, he was sacked 28 times in over 650 dropbacks. He didn't get hit a lot. Tonight, he drops back 19 times, and he ends up getting sacked 5 times by the Titans. So that's excellent pass rush. Good job there. They're, you know, really showing improvement. And the other thing, too, is they just made some plays. In this league, you're going to give up yards, especially when you play an offense like that. The big thing is don't give up points. It's about third down, it's about red zone, and it's about making plays when you have a chance to make them. Titans went check, check, check in all three areas tonight.
So this week going into it, it's a shortened week, right? Playing again on Thursday. What's the one thing that maybe the team should focus on when preparing for the Vikings?
Well, it's kind of a strange week because the starters, if they play at all, won't play long. But you want to have a sharp week of preparation. You don't want to waste anything. And so they'll be off on Sunday. They practice Monday and Tuesday. Very light workout on Wednesday before leaving town. So you want to get good work in on Monday and Tuesday. You have backups who are pushing hard to make this roster or showing themselves to other teams so they want to play well. And then you have guys, too, doing the same thing, trying to make a practice squad. The other part of it too, Amy, is Thursday night will be the last football game ever for some of these guys who've been playing 15, 16 years. So, you know, they want to make a good show. For everybody, you want to use the time wisely, and you want to make as good a show to go out as you possibly can. And that's whether you're the number one player or the number 75 player, which is what they'll have going into this game after Tuesday's cuts.
The Titans play again on Thursday at 7 p.m. in Minnesota. For TitansOnline.com, he's Mike Keith, and I'm Amy Wells.